I wash my hands to protect my family.
I wear a face covering to protect my mates.
I make space to protect my nan.
Hands.
Face.
Space.
I wash my hands to protect my colleagues.
I wear a face covering to protect strangers.
I make space to protect you.
Hands.
Face.
Space.
As we spend more time indoors, we need to do whatever we can to help protect each other. So please, wash hands, cover face, make space.
Hi, and welcome back again to Let's Talk For Real. Your boy, Dead Trim Chris, back again.
Oh dear.
Tier 4, knockdown, whatever the hell you want to call it. We're going to get into it.
Well, it depends where you're watching this, because you could be still tier 2 or 3, but you're lucky. But yeah. We're tier 4, which practically is a knockdown.
Or if you're in another country, then you're in a whole other system altogether.
Yeah.
So before we get into this, delays again.
Delays.
Thank you, COVID. Thank you. I think we can say it now, actually. Thank you, COVID.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Not really.
I was ill for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was ill for, 4 days?
For about a week and a half overall.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, not doing anything, I wasn't doing anything for, like, 4 days.
Yeah.
And for me, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
I got tested negative before any of you say. I did not have COVID.
It's just a normal seasonal flu.
Yeah.
Because I fully well know.
Because I don't get ill no more than once or twice a year. So, yeah. So, because of that, we were supposed to come back last week, but because of that, yeah. For God's sake. This episode, we are going to be getting into the shenanigans of this country and the shenanigans of Arsenal Football Club, pretty much.
Oh, cute.
And,
why do you think I'm not wearing a shirt?
I'm wearing it because, at the end of the day, I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm not exactly proud at the moment, but it's the club I love. My first love before you.
Don't me hit you. Mr. Broody.
Was you able to find out what unasked riddle was?
No, I didn't.
Well, for the people listening, you are about to see Knife.
No, definitely not.
Have you ever got a riddle ready for later?
Yeah,
I have. You sure?
Yes, I've got 1 to 18, but I've used like 1 so far. So 17 left. Then I'm gonna have to find brand new.
Well, keep talking.
So, practically this podcast will be about summing all of what's happened in 2020, like the main news or, yeah. So, that's a bit about really. What else? Yes, hopefully next year could be hopefully brighter year. Especially for us two, because we can't...
Keep going.
Okay, we can't stand it anymore. Anyway.
You can speak about our last episode. We done that mental health thing.
Oh yeah, the mental health awareness. We were hoping, obviously, more views to get with that, because it's really important, especially in these difficult times. It'll be very helpful to boost those likes and subscriptions and get the word out there, not global, not just country or whatever. So, you know you're there?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a mouth, but what kills you?
You know what,
well,
guys? Actually, I'm going to play it for you. Why not? So, last week, this is the riddle that I said. And listening to it now, I remember the answer.
My voice is running out, guys.
Yes, it's mine. I might get a bit drunk because I drank all that.
I am not a knife, but I grow. Okay. I don't have knocks,
definitely
but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I?
The hell?
Do you remember?
You don't have a mouth, but water kills you. I was thinking of a plant.
Fire!
Fire?
I
Oh, you don't have a mouth, but water kills you. Oh,
I need
fire.
Air to breathe because oxygen, it's the fire triangle, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, for the people that somehow didn't Google it and are still waiting for the answer, there's your answer. Fire. So you have one later, yes?
Yes, I have one screenshotted on my phone.
100%, yes.
100%. Sorry.
So for people, as Hannah was explaining earlier, the first subject we get into is the shenanigans of our country.
Mm-hmm.
We are in...
Tier 4, which is practically a lockdown.
Basically a lockdown.
A lockdown, yeah. Like, remember...
If you live where?
If you live, I think it's only London area and South East, you're in the Tier 4 sector. But I've always known north of England are always worse. So it would make sense if they go into Tier 4. London's in Tier 4 and South East. But I heard that Norfolk, Suffolk area, so Norfolk area is still in Tier 3. Was it Tier 2?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it's not too bad-ish up there. But it's still bad, but not as worse as here.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And explain to people what the hell that means. Tier 4.
Tier 4. So, Tier 4 is all non-essential shops to close. But supermarkets, so like retail, like food, post offices will stay open.
Obviously.
So, for example, like Lidl, Aldi, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Those major ones will stay open. Essential travel is only if you cannot work from home.
Mm-hmm.
If you can from work from home, obviously the Prime Minister will say, do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, or people are just selfish and going in. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But anyways.
And what else?
So I've done transport,
mm-hmm.
I've done shops,
yeah.
Buses, I think here will run normally, but as it's come up to Christmas, the whole transport network on Christmas Eve is going to stop, I heard between 11:30 and 11:45 at night, so normally it would run on after 12, then it'll be night buses.
Yeah.
So it'll be end something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the Christmas Eve is what, Thursday?
Christmas Eve is Thursday, yeah. Yes. Thursday. Thursday, the whole travel network is going to... Well, here, I think it's quite normal. But obviously, no travel at all on Christmas Day. So, practically, that's what a lockdown should be like.
Yeah.
So, I think every Christmas Day, I remember walking outside, and it was like, no buses on the road. No, but maybe the odd one or two cars I'd see.
Mm.
But that's all. I'm thinking, yeah, that's how a lockdown should be. I might even video... Now, here... I might even video on Christmas Day. I might even get up early. Usually I don't get up early, but I'm going to. I'm going to video for you guys and hopefully put it on here and see what a lockdown should be like.
Yeah.
No?
Nah.
No?
No point.
No, but I still am going to video it, but I might not even put it on the podcast. But anyway, yeah, I'd like to.
Anyway, another thing you're missing out is...
Is it?
Dead trim Chris's back because there's no hairdressers.
There's no hairdressers, I forgot.
Hairdressers are closed.
So in 2021 is your next hair trim, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Literally, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
But
you can shave yourself, please.
Yeah, I can, obviously. And I can cut myself as well, but no one cuts my hair except my barber. Simple
as. You know, probably wish I learnt how to do hairdressing.
Not really.
No, well, because you probably don't trust me.
If I knew you were qualified or good at it, then maybe.
Okay, yeah.
But, So, explain to me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tier 3. What was that?
Tier 3 was like only pubs and restaurants closing, but only takeaways only. That's it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So Tier 3 is basically, oh crap, everything's gone wrong. Quick, close hospitality.
Let's close hospitality. That's it,
let's
yeah.
attack hospitality.
Yeah, yeah.
Hospitality is the real big issue here. And then Tier 4 is them going,
yeah.
Oh crap, no, actually, we think retail now is the big problem. Let's close retail, all retail shops, and obviously we're going to need supermarkets open so all people retail. Can buy their food.
Yeah, non-essential shops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tier 4. That's practically a lockdown, but... So, yeah.
And my thing is, yeah, what I told you earlier, do you want to repeat the story that I said about the school?
Oh, what, teachers are not getting tested or something?
So, my someone I know from work
yeah.
came down with coronavirus, got it from his kid.
Okay.
And his kid got it from another kid in this classroom, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So the school called him up and they go, for the sake of argument, his name's Bob. Yeah. It's not, but that's the name we're using.
Yeah.
They go, hi, Bob. Hi, Bob. he goes, hi, what's up? And they said, listen, Bob, we've had to send, I don't know, I don't even know his kid's name, so let's say it's Mary. We've had a very old woman's name, by the way, but no disrespect to any...
name, Mary.
No disrespect to any Marys out there. But let's say they call him up, they go, hey, Bob, you alright? Yeah, I'm good, what's up? So we've had to send Mary home early today. I don't even know the other child's name, let's say Joseph. Joseph came down positive with COVID-19. So then Bob goes, oh, okay then. So should I get tested? Should I get the whole family tested? They're like, we would recommend you get tested. And of course, unfortunately, you're going to have to network, you're going to have to isolate for 2 weeks, you and your whole household bubble. And he goes, I'll be sure to do that.
Mm-hmm.
How are the other kids? Are they all right? Well, you know, the kids, they all have to isolate now as well. That's the situation. So then he goes, oh, okay, you know what, that's fair enough. I completely understand. How's the teacher? And I go, what do you mean? The teacher's fine, we assume. I go, well, what do you mean? Like, what's the situation with the teacher? Oh, well, because classroom, I don't know, 7B is unavailable right now. She's gone to teach classroom 9A. And he goes, what do you mean? Why is the teacher teaching other students when she's been around students with COVID? So this teacher, not knowing it, could be spreading it to other children. I go, oh, yeah, but she's shown no symptoms. She seems to be completely fine. But that's not the point. She could be asymptomatic. Spread it to the children. And then the children could be living with their grandparents. Go home to the grandparents or someone vulnerable. Yeah. Boom, he kills her nan.
Yeah.
Like that, and I'm sure how many classrooms, how many schools are going through that same sort of system?
There's so many schools in London, I hate to think.
That's what I mean.
Not just schools in London. They could happen.
I'd love for them just track and trace wherever you want to call
That's
it.
That's bullcrap, I think.
I want to see the statistics of where the coronavirus is being most infectious. Not as in London. I want to know industries. Is education the problem?
Yeah.
Is retail, like as in clothing?
No,
clothing. Yeah, is that the issue? Is hospitality the issue? Because I guarantee you the least would be hospitality.
I think the least would be hospitality.
Then it'd be retail because of all the things that they have in place.
Yeah.
The two that are the biggest issue, education and supermarkets.
And supermarkets, yeah.
Guarantee those are the biggest issues, 100%. And there were some events going around, like we went to the
postal museum.
Yeah, on our birthdays.
Yeah.
We got to celebrate our birthdays just before.
So we went to the postal museum. Then we had
Pizza Hut.
We had a nice Pizza Hut. Oh my god, it was so lush. Oh.
Even though there was no buffet.
Even there's no buffet, but it did say coming soon. I'm thinking, yeah, in the next 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. and then the next day on your birthday, we had a drink in a hospitality pub.
No, before that, we went to Nando's. Yeah,
We had Nando's for the first and only time this year. And I forgot my Nando's card. The one time we go, I forgot my Nando's.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's allow it.
But yeah, see, and when we went to Nando's, they had so much, like they had a good system in place.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I would love to know where is the main... These scientists, these advisors, whatever you want to call them, they must have these sort of statistics, surely.
Yeah, I think they should, definitely. I mean, I don't know how they... They can't keep targeting hospitality because, like I said, sadly, it will be no such thing in the next, say, 5 years.
Imagine us having a kid in the next 2 or 3 years, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then by the time that kid's five and I don't know. We're watching an old episode of EastEnders, for argument's sake, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Peggy shouts, "Get out of my pub!" Mm. And then the kid goes, "Mama, what's a pub? I've never heard of such a thing. What is that?"
I'll probably cry
because
in tears.
Because pubs will be gone.
Yeah, I'll probably cry in tears and be like, "Look, son."
No, I'm going to tell you a great story.
I'm going to tell you a great story.
You know that, me.
When I was... I say 18, and I had my first drink in a pub. This is a pub. The bloke,
because I'm not gonna lie, before 2020, I didn't really think that much of pubs, yeah. But now that they're gone, especially the food ones, as well, not I don't mean as in gone, but now that they're restricted, that you can't get to as many.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I met my dad today, yeah. We met in the park, chilled for about 10 minutes, then went our separate ways. Like, mm-hmm. What else can we do?
Exactly. Nothing
like,
else.
This is the thing. Me and my dad, we're pub people, more or less. Yeah.
Gosh, you're pub people. You've got Irish in your blood.
Yeah, but the point is, like, how are you supposed to socialise with people?
You could, exactly.
I know the whole point, this is a very social attacking disease or whatever. But I'm on the side of, listen, you've tried lockdown one. Yeah, it helped a bit,
only
but then you
bit.
Released Eat Out, Help Out, quick get to the pubs, quick restaurants.
Eat Out to
it's
help
50%
out.
Off, please.
Pull out, Eat Out to Spread Out.
No. Oh, that's a good one. Did you see that somewhere? You just came up with it.
I just came up with it.
No.
It's good.
So, yeah, lockdown one did mm-hmm. help because the restrictions were mad and no one knew anything at all about the virus at this stage, so
no,
everyone
yeah.
was scared, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up with Eat Out, Help Out, quick, help out the pubs, quick, they're all going to shut down again, they're all going to close, they're all going to be made redundant, please help out the pubs, come on, quick, quick, quick.
Yeah.
And then everyone done that. And I believe because of that, things got worse.
Yeah. They
just and because of that, the people are going, oh, well, see, I told you hospitality was the issue. Look how many people are going to hospital.
I doubt that.
Because you made it so cheap, that's why.
Yeah.
That's like
Especially
Weatherspoons. That's like saying, retail clothing, they're the issue. I mean, look at all the people that would go crazy over Black Friday sales, for example. Of course, they'd be going crazy. It's 75%
off Black Friday
or whatever.
Sales. Yeah.
And this year it was the Wild Nine anyway.
Boxing Day sales and January sales and. You
yeah, there's no such thing as Boxing Day sales this
guess,
year. That's
yeah,
for
I
sure.
think no such thing as Boxing Day sales. Maybe January sales. No.
Online, that's about it, maybe.
Online, yes. Everything's practically going to be online.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember H&V, where that nearly went online? That nearly closed down. Like,
yeah.
Proper.
And
obviously, someone saved it, and I'm thinking, thank
but
you.
But I don't
person.
Think it's going to last. H&V's not going to last.
No, because.
Because of
number
all
one,
this.
Nobody listens. I think some people might listen to CDs, but it's gone down. So CDs, DVDs, they've got vinyl records. They're trying to make a comeback. But it's something like to keep and say, look what I got. Like.
Yeah, I got most of my Naruto DVDs from HMV.
Mm. Oh, and you got that Linkin Park vinyl, but that's from your box.
That's something different. That is so sentimental to me. That's probably the best gift I've gotten myself. In 2020,
yeah,
100%.
That cost way. How much did that cost you?
About 300 quid or 200 quid. I don't even know.
I think about 200 quid.
Probably. I didn't even look at the price. I'm not going to lie. I just saw it, bought now, that's it.
150, I don't know.
It's one of those things where I just did not even care.
Yeah, because if you like
price.
It so much, you'll get it regardless.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so I want to speak about. Oh, yeah, another thing we're going to speak about. We're speaking about everything that's happened in 2020 so far.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we're focusing just on the pandemic. I want a UK-based. Yeah. Sorry for anyone else, like Italy and all you guys. Heart goes out to you guys, but I don't know too much about your situations.
No,
so I'm sorry. I hope it gets better where you are.
We don't watch the news as much, but it's too depressing. We only want to watch the news is something...
New Zealand, though, shout out to them. They're killing it, literally.
New Zealand, yeah, because they're like a stripper like that on the other side of the world.
Yeah,
you know where Australia is?
We're a small
it's like,
nation.
Yeah, we're a small nation, but you know where Australia is?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you go a bit to the right, and I think that's New Zealand, I don't know, and then it's like a strip there. I wonder why they're killing it, because they're so tiny.
Yeah, but we're tiny as well.
Yeah, but we're just
places.
A big island, think about it.
Yeah, but so throughout the pandemic, right,
mm-hmm.
we've mishandled it so wrong. The first lockdown came way later than what it should have.
Yep.
We were still pissing around all over the... There's key events, right, during this whole pandemic that we could have changed and made things so much better. One key event is the Ascot. That thing still went on ahead, all the Ascot races.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Did you not see all the races, all the people crowded together making
their bets
on the horse?
I wonder why
there's
so much... If you want to blame the massive outbreak, blame the Ascot.
The Ascot racing thing went on, all the whatever their racing events that they have yearly went on. I don't know what they're all called, but they all went ahead. Football was not going to stop until Arteta got the virus. As soon as he got the virus, people were like,
let's halt everything.
Oh, shit, okay, maybe. And football, well, worldwide was getting shut down. The Euro 2020 got pulled back. The Olympics 2020 got pulled back.
Yeah. Wait, where was the Olympics 20?
It was going to be in Tokyo this year.
Tokyo, yeah.
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 That's what that's one thing that's happened this year that we're going to speak a bit about later. But so that's key events there that made things worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the lockdown.
Don't be a person, and then I'll be happy.
No. But seriously, then they had the lockdown. That was for 2 months, maybe?
I think 2 months.
It happened in March. And I think we came out when?
March, April, May.
Well, it had to be around May time, surely.
March, April, May.
End of May? Surely we came out. I don't even know when we came out, but...
I don't know, but I literally went to work a month later than I actually did. Because the first lockdown, obviously I spent... three and a half months.
Yeah, but the first lockdown, no one knew anything, so they was like, right, if you can't work from home, stay at home.
Yeah, I had to stay at home.
Yeah.
Which I have to do now.
Yeah, and shielding, all that came into place as well. Second lockdown. What lockdown?
What lockdown?
I'm sorry, but what lockdown? You're telling me that was a lockdown, bro?
No, because people haven't had enough, they want to go outside.
Yeah, and
I had enough.
Now, a key event, this is another one, it's always a key event before these things happen, right?
Yeah.
Before the second lockdown, do you know what the key event was? The Labour leader kept on hammering it to frickin' Boris and all them lot.
Yeah.
He is not opposed to a second lockdown. He insisted on a circuit breaker, which is practically a lockdown,
it's
but a short
a fancy
one.
Word. Yeah, circuit breaker, yeah.
Now, his suggestion was, funny enough, we've got Easter half term coming up, Boris. I have a fantastic suggestion. During this half term, why don't we just say, all right, so education, they're on holiday for 2 weeks, that's fine. And we introduced a lockdown during this time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be brilliant. So just before you get that Easter half term, you do that lockdown for 2 weeks,
yeah,
and maybe an extra week just to be safe.
Yeah.
And then you gradually come out of it. Because I'm no politician, I'm no this, I'm no that, but I kind of know how it would be much more better to manage things. The way that things are going now, we are not managing things to 100%.
No.
I say 0.0001%.
And let me put it this way, on the 16th of December... Or said, oh, no, Christmas will still go ahead. To cancel Christmas would be inhuman, would be against our rights. As to Bridget, it is with great regret
that
Christmas has been cancelled.
He didn't actually say Christmas cancelled, he said we cannot go ahead of Christmas as planned.
We cannot go ahead as Christmas. I don't know, I don't watch the freaking
announcement. I think we should put that picture on what you showed me, the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Picture? You mean the video?
Not video. The obviously, that. But obviously, there
was the Grinch. Yeah.
The
Boris is now the new Grinch.
Yeah.
But you see what I mean? Before the second lockdown, to make things, they did the lockdown when after the freaking the Easter break of school holiday, innit?
Okay. Yeah.
They did the perfect time.
Yeah.
And it would have solved so many issues because
cases
were starting to creep up again. Yeah. Deaths were starting to creep up.
But what you could have done, so for instance, we first heard of rumours about the COVID-19 in December, didn't we? But we were like, it's going to stay in China, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? December.
Yeah.
Then January, it started to slowly get out of hand.
In so Wuhan, specifically.
And
people are like, it's Wuhan.
Where's
Wuhan? Where is China, man? They're up to all sorts of nonsense up there. Don't worry,
February, things start to get slightly...
Oh, shit, we've got a case in the UK. Okay. Oh, it's okay, man. Listen, they've come. They're in some sort of special hotel. They're all isolated. Don't worry, man. We'll get them up.
Then it's March.
Boom.
Boom.
That's it.
Lockdown.
Honestly.
March, what they should have done is throughout the whole year, when it comes to every half term, every single holiday that's for the year, they should put, like, I know it kind of could break the economy side, but it had to be done. Like, have little, like, lockdowns in between.
Well, it's like Starmer was saying. He was not against a lockdown. He was only suggesting a mini lockdown just for the government. Within these 2 weeks, everyone stay at home or go to work or whatever. Just the bare minimum. Everything's shut apart from the retail, supermarkets, all that stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gives the government time to assess the situation, to realise what's going on, and go, right, Boris, cases have started to creep up again in the here, and here. And deaths, they're not bad right now, Boris, but they are starting to slowly creep up again. Here's my action plan. I think after the mini shorter break, we're going to assess Manchester. Right, Manchester, ooh, things are a bit fucked up there. Tier 3, Liverpool. Liverpool, things are a bit fucked up there. Tier 3, Manchester. Mayor's fighting against us, but you know what? We're going to step in. The government.
I've always known that Liverpool and up that North area, the cases have been very, very, very bad. They're the ones who should have kept on lockdown first.
I swear they're in Tier 2 at the moment.
They should be in these our tier. I'm being serious. No matter what, I think, like I said, London Tier 4, South East Tier 4, North West area tier four. I think those areas, I've heard that before it wasn't too bad around here with cases, and then it was really bad up north, and it started to creep down. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, right, they should literally put a line against here and say, right, you're in Tier 4.
Yeah.
And then that's it, you know what I mean?
So then lockdown 2 happened, yeah?
Yeah.
And as I said, what lockdown? Because
what lockdown?
Things weren't normal. The trains were still as busy as I normally will remember. Buses were running as normal. Streets were busier, if not more.
What was it like coming out outside? It's still normal, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, there was no. I remember working during the first lockdown. It was like a scene from Shaun of the Dead, bruv. It was so
quiet.
But
that's
now,
what my colleague said at work. I said, "Oh, how was?" Because the first lockdown, when I came back to work, I said to my colleagues, "Oh, how was the store?" They said it was like a ghost town. I went, "Really?"
Bearing in mind, Hannah works in central. works in central London. Yeah. You don't need to know where. You don't need to know what company, but she works in central London.
Right.
So obviously, for obvious reasons, it's going to be dead.
But before, when I came back, and I was only working a week into the second lockdown, and it was still like a normal day. I'm thinking,
yeah.
Where are you coming from? Get out. You know what I mean?
And I remember working during the first lockdown. Every single day at work was jammed. Second lockdown? As I said, what lockdown? That was no different. It only took towards the end of the lockdown for where I worked to come up with a queuing system. But now whatever the hell you want to call it, Tier 4, Knockdown 3, we're practically in Knockdown.
Third time lucky, eh?
Just after we came out of Knockdown, there was literally no difference. The cases were still rising.
I've got
deaths,
to admit.
Deaths were a bit lower, but
yeah,
now they're starting to go up again.
Yeah, only the cases are really bad. Do you remember what I showed you? This woman who went to Westfield Stratford on the first day that all the shops were open after lockdown.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw
said
that video.
It was like a ghost town. I think, if I knew about that, I would have done more shopping. But nah.
I saw the video,
but then,
as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I went there to obviously get a refund for my coat, it was jammers, and I wanted to get out of there. I was thinking,
I haven't been to Westfield. When did I go to Westfield with you that one time?
Last year?
No, we've been this year.
Have we?
Me and you, I've been with you this year. It must have been after the first lockdown. Must have been around June or May time. I did go with you.
July?
Maybe even July. I did go with you, and I said,
Hannah, this is the first and only time I'm going to Westfield this year. I just see what's happening. I'm not stupid enough. I'm not going to places like Westfield, whether it's Stratford or White City. I'm not going to places like the Mall and Wood Green. I'm not going into some condensed shopping mall areas.
No, because that's where it all starts.
And that's where it's the worst, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But after lockdown 2, like I said, cases were still rising. Deaths were a bit low, but they're up again.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, ah, it's fine, man. No, listen. Have you heard of Pfizer, man? Listen, they're 90% effective. No, they're 95%. 95%? Oh, my God, that's even better. Well, we don't need to worry, man. I'm going to go around. I'm going to hug my nan. I'm going to kiss this homeless man. I'm going to make sex with this lamppost. It's all good, man. We've got the vaccine coming out, bruv. What's the issue? 2 weeks later, so we've now got this mutation of COVID-19. It's now much more effective. It's 70% now more
contagious.
But it's fine though. We've got the vaccine, though, isn't it? No.
Thing is,
vaccine may not actually be fully effective now against this mutation of COVID-20. That's what we're going to start calling it now, COVID-20. It's now devolved into the next form of its evolution. We have failed.
You're treating it like a really evil Pokemon, for God's sake. Like I said, they could still, like I said to you earlier, with this Pfizer vaccine, they could keep it, but send it back to the lab and tweak it a bit so it could like be more, I say, stronger. But keep the Pfizer vaccine. But obviously, like, put whatever you want in it and test it.
Yeah, because I'm sure, listen, take general jokes aside, I'm sure this vaccine has got all the right ingredients they need to tackle this new mutation, yeah?
Mm.
They just, as Hannah says, you could tweak it, add a few more, whatever, and bub you until it's now 95% effective.
That might
again.
Take another whole year. This won't take less than a year, but that could take another
year. Take a whole year. With all the funding that they're going to get, it won't take a year, I guarantee. I promise you, they'll probably have a new vaccine or whatever in February.
You think February?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your theory.
That's my prediction. I said it here first.
Remember what your dad said? Things could get stable next July.
Yeah, that's stable. And I more or less agree with that, like July, June time.
Yeah, I said next summer, but...
So now we are going to go over... That part is specifically for pandemic.
Yeah.
And I know we're going over our overtime, but this is your Christmas episode, your...
Yeah, Christmas.
Lengthy episode.
Do you remember last year's Christmas episode, what I said?
I don't know. We're going to move that.
We're going to move that and...
I don't know what.
Crisis is coming.
Oh, yeah. I called it first.
Do you know what? If we actually kept that video, we would have put that in and say, roll it, let's roll on to last year's Christmas. Crisis is coming. Oh, my God, but you need to watch out. A year later, we're still in this pandemic, man.
I think this is in alphabetical order as well. Not alphabetical, sorry. Yearly by the time of year it happened.
Yeah.
What's the first thing this year that everyone was like, fuck, this is a shit? What's the first thing that happened in 2020?
You told me that someone died in a helicopter crash.
That's Kobe Bryant. That wasn't until, after the first lockdown? March? Around that time?
I swear it was earlier.
No.
No, when everyone knew that he died in a helicopter
crash? No, it's not that.
No?
No. Yes.
Did someone die? My memory's really bad. Did someone die?
Many animals died, yes. The Australian bushfires.
Yep, remember that now, Australian bushfires.
And look, there's a picture of one of your favourite animals.
Koalas. Do you know they purr? It's very satisfying. Because someone's actually doing that to them. And we're going...
The country faced one of its most devastating wildfire seasons. The blazes did start in December 2019, but carried on throughout January 2020. Record 47 million arches. Oh, it burned 47 million arches of like land, which I imagine is quite a lot. It displaced thousands of people and animals and killed at least 34 people. Amount of animals unknown. Now, I don't know when this happened, but this was earlier during the year. Meghan and Harry done what?
Oh, they've relieved their royal duties.
Basically, yeah, they said a massive F you to the royal family.
Yeah, because I knew, like, Harry would do something like that for Meghan because...
Oh, it was January the 8th that happened.
Yeah, yeah, so because everyone was so fond of his mother, Diana, and she would, I think back in the day, she was scared saying, like, F you to a royal family, I would do my own thing. But she kept quiet.
Yeah.
She married Prince Charles. Obviously, there was a bit of love first sight. That's when she had Harry and William. Mm. And obviously, they did. And then suddenly it came to... There's a backstory where they actually, like, grew apart. And Diana went to someone else named... He was a doctor, Dodi. He was, like, coloured. But everyone was like, oh, okay. And then, obviously, the royal family hated it. And... I mean, many, many, many years when I went to Harrods, there was literally a picture of Diana and Dodi together, and it was so cute. And I'm thinking, oh yeah. And Mum's like, oh look at Diana. I was thinking, yes. Okay, so obviously, what a coincidence that she had a car crash in Paris. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
And do you know what? The driver survived, but she didn't. And do you know what? It was even more like an oh my god factor. She was pregnant. At the time.
Oh, shit.
She was pregnant, yeah.
So there could have been another biopsy. Son or daughter.
Yeah, exactly. The biopsy said, oh, wait, she was pregnant, but who was the dad? Exactly. So that's what kind of made it like, oh, my God, you know what I mean? So she kept,
I didn't know that.
She just wanted a normal life. She took her sons out to a water park. They went on the, but you know the log? You know the log water? When, yeah, yes, she took them out of family days out normally. So that's why people loved her, you know what I mean?
To me, you know my opinion, I don't care about any of the women.
Of course
family.
You don't, but she's exceptional. I don't give a shit about the rest, sorry.
Whatever. The next thing that happened in 2020, we've covered this over the length of 36 minutes. The COVID-19 pandemic, I'm not going to say anything more about it.
But like you said, Ebola's worse.
Hannah's, yeah, Ebola's worse. And by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, we've had 8 Ebola deaths this year. There's been a mini sort of outbreak, and no one's spoken about
no,
this.
No, I tell you, Ebola's more deadly.
It's not even in the news.
No, it's disgusting, I think. The only thing I saw something in the news is that bird flu coming back. I'm like, oh, well, is anyone going off turkey today?
Kobe Bryant's death, which you covered.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know who he is, to be honest, I didn't know. He's basically the basketball modern Michael player. Jordan. He was a really good basketball player.
LeBron James.
And... It weren't him, it was him and the daughter, innit? And it was just the mother who survived, I think.
No, only he was in the... I think, what was it? She was in the helicopter as well, wasn't it?
Was killed alongside his daughter and 7 others. Yeah,
oh,
so
crap.
Him and the daughter died.
God,
I feel so sorry for the mother and the family.
Yeah.
For anyone who knows what this means, there was an impeachment by President Donald Trump. I'm about to tell you. The president faced an impeachment trial in January on charges that he asked Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He was ultimately acquitted by the, whatever. Basically, Donald Trump was doing a madness. This guy, Parasite, got a ton of Oscars.
Oh, shit, sweeps of...
You know?
Parasite, no. He's some Asian dude.
Some Asian dude got a lot of Oscars, basically. Anyone who knows Harvey Weinstein, his verdict was announced.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein. Oh, these are... he was... he did something really bad and he went to prison.
But
then he had his trial update and I think he's gone down for life.
For obvious reasons, the stock market has gone way down.
Yep.
Due to what we've discussed earlier. Another big thing that's happened this year.
Yep, Black Lives Matter protests.
George Floyd's death and the disgusting way that it happened.
Mm.
So that's caused Black Lives Matter movement all over the place. And even players to this day are still taking the knee and showing respect for Black Lives Matter. Apparently there were Kim Jong-un death rumours this year.
Saying apparently he died, but he never... Well, I think
you heard those.
I heard about that, but I totally thought, oh, he's dead. Okay, let's move on. Anyways.
Biden becomes president, getting rid of Trump. That's obviously a big one.
Yep.
Did you hear about the Twitter hack that happened this year?
I think I do, yes.
Like a lot of well-known people on Twitter got hacked all by some next kid in his bedroom.
The thing is, he's probably so smart, he probably hacked the whole... He's that smart, he could do anything.
Yeah, well, that people, a lot of people are scared now because they're saying, oh, what about our security, blah, 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 you're supposed to have
more. That's true, yeah.
You probably heard about this. There was murder hornets.
Murder this year. Hornets, oh, yeah.
They were all over the place.
I'm not kidding one you. Stage in the I US. Think I was 10 at the time, and I was at school, and we went on the massive playfield because it was a hot summer's day. I'm not kidding you. A massive wasp about... Normally wasps are about, what, that big? Mm-hmm. And their wings are about that big, right? I'm not kidding you. I saw a wasp about that big, literally flew by me. It looked like a massive, you know, 50 pence piece?
Yeah.
But, 1, 2, 3. But times 5, yeah. I'm not kidding you. That flew right by me. I'm thinking, I stayed quite calm.
I just say...
You know what I mean?
I just say... So far in my life, I've never been stung by a bee or a wasp.
I remember my sister got stung by a bee. She didn't know. She just felt like a hop, like, and she didn't know. Obviously, we had to take her to the GP straight away because we didn't know if she's allergic or not. Yeah. Found out she's allergic. So we have to be, like, very careful when she's around bees because she knows if she makes a sudden movement or screams, the bee will, like, attack her and then we're buggered. But I don't know if I'm allergic to bees.
Another thing that happened this year, that massive explosion. Do you remember seeing it?
In a fireworks factory, yeah.
Yeah, in Beirut, that massive explosion that broke all sorts of records.
Yeah. You can hear it, what, 5-10 miles out?
Yeah, and it smashed your windows from 5-10 miles out.
Yeah.
It was the sound wave. If you're everything.
Like 20 miles away, you could just hear the explosion, but be like, oh, what was that? Was that an earthquake? No.
Kamal Harris became the first, she became the first black woman and the first Asian woman on a major party on the presidential ticket.
Mm.
Cool. Wakanda forever, Chadwick Boseman died this year.
I think we should, like, do, I'll say a special podcast about him, how to do, like, bowel cancer awareness, I think, because that's what he had.
Maybe. But that would be more of a you episode. I don't know anything about that.
It might be just me because I want no distractions. Obviously, when...
How old was he?
He was 40-something.
43.
Mm-hmm.
Younger than my mum, which is mad.
Because it doesn't matter how old you are you going
to And that man, something? I don't care what anyone says, he is an icon. So especially to a lot of young black kids. They would have looked up to him and said, wow. He came... I don't know where he came. I don't know what his history was, but... They will look at him and go, wow, he made it. Mm. Now, back in the day, a lot of people looked up to Blade.
Oh, I know Blade, yeah.
And I go, wow, this is the first time a black actor in the main black movie has become, like, well-known, he's done it, blah, blah, blah. What was his name? Wesley Snipes?
I think it was Wesley Snipes. I think Snipes rings a bell.
The West Coast wildfires. It weren't just in Australia. Do you remember in California? All the fires down there.
Yeah, and you see helicopters just trying to put water down there, but bugger that. It was too strong.
There was also, and do you remember, it's actually not even on here. Do you remember in Pano's homeland?
Madeira.
I think it was in Madeira or Portugal. They had all sorts of fires this year.
Okay, yeah.
I remember. I don't know who this is, but Ruth Bader died.
Oh, she's that judge, Supreme Court judge. Yeah, she's well known for her work.
Yeah. What about, did any of Star Wars people die this year? Sweetie told me Darth Vader died this year.
Yeah, the original actor of Darth Vader died, unfortunately. I think that's all I know.
Barbara White Windsor died.
Died on my birthday, so that will haunt me for the rest of my life. So every time it comes to my birthday every year, no matter how old I am, I always pay respect to her.
Mm.
So thank you for making EastEnders interesting.
Trump died, I wish.
Oh, yay!
Trump tested positive this year for COVID-19 and came out of hospital in a car without a mask and then ripped off his mask and goes, oh, my great Americans, I have never felt better. In my whole life, this vaccine has made me. Thank God. Thank God
I got. It was the type of treatment you had.
I have no idea, but my man is out of this world, literally. Eddie Van Halen died this year.
Eddie Van Halen. Oh, he's a guitarist.
Yeah, some guitarist guy. He was well known, but not to me. Sorry to say. Obviously, I said Joe Biden got presidency, and that's it. All of that has happened in 2020. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that.
And on slightly other topics within this, EastEnders, for the first time, was not had a pause since it ever started.
Yeah.
EastEnders has been the most consistent show that since day one has been non-stop going. Yeah. But for the first time in its history, it took a short break.
Well, yeah, because that too, with all this crap going on.
It's bad. So much has happened in 2020. The PS5 came out in 2020. That's a slightly good thing.
Yeah, definitely. But it's the worst thing is when it first comes out is order it online. Because you can open that box and go, oh, it's a pack of rice.
I've always wanted this bag of rice.
I've been had.
It was only 300 quid.
Much big bag of rice for 300 quid, and you got what? It's about, what, £100 of it?
and then you tell your friend or whatever, like, did you get the PS5? Hold on, I'm opening it now, but I got two bricks! This man, that's another thing you can say. The PS5 scams happened this year. So, oh, on the top of your head, anything you know that's happened this year?
I think we mostly covered it, I don't know.
On a personal level, for 2020 this year, has been the first time since, I think since before I met you. So we've been dating, what, 6 years?
Would you say dating 6 years?
We've been in a relationship for 6 years.
Yeah.
Right,
July.
The first time in 6 years I have never been on a holiday, like abroad. For me, that's the first. For the first time in 6 years, I've been nowhere, bruv.
Wait, we have been somewhere.
Where?
Greece.
This year?
No, not this year.
I'm on about 2020.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For the first time in 6 years, we ain't been nowhere.
Well, thank God we went somewhere three years ago. Thank God we went somewhere 3 years ago, I think.
That's not the point. Thank God I went somewhere last year. Yeah. I went Germany. So yeah, I have something else on here.
Do you?
I certainly do.
I've been burping because I've been on Pepsi Max.
I've got more like on the list. Come on, you goddamn.
Do you know what we've got to wear for our podcast?
No, you forgot to wear. I want to wear the Arsenal one today.
Oh, but it's too much now. Anyway.
So I've got 26.
Allow it, it's the pandemic.
So I've been speaking mostly negative. I've got 26 positive-ish things to speak about. Marcus Rashford, out of football, not many people probably knew who he was. Now most people know him.
Yeah.
And he's got an MBE for this, ain't he?
He's got an MBE.
So he has been spreading all sorts of awareness about children's hunger, and he has done a fantastic job. I don't have the stats about how much he's done, but
I think he's done a lot. I think in his spare time he goes to a food bank and help out, like transport food over, and
he has done an amazing job. So fair play to Marcus Rashford.
Yeah,
and you know what, it's, you can criticize him, yeah, but he is someone who to me shows he's a great man, yeah, but he still takes his day job professionally. He's still a top draw player.
He doesn't let
something like that slow him down. So if he was like saying shit all the time, you'd be like, oh yeah, but you know, he's doing a lot for children, that's just an hour. But no, he's still doing top performances. And you've got someone in our club, like Benjamin, going, oh no, I'm going to plant a tree every time we score. We haven't scored in fuck knows how long, so he ain't been planting fuck all trees. Oh, I've just brought, what club is he now part owner of? I don't know, but there's some eco-friendly club. Oh, I'm going to promote for vegetarianism and fuck all that shit. And he's shit on the pitch. This is why you're going to criticise your other stuff because it's clearly distracting him. Mm-hmm. But someone like Marcus Rashford, he ain't letting that distract him. He's still a top-draw player. Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
I take credit for that.
And despite what I think about this, Sir Captain Tom, I'm not calling him Sir, Captain
Tom
Moore, the former British Army officer, won the nation's hearts, except mine, as he raised over £38.9 million for the NHS charities together.
Why do you think people call him a hero?
Over his backroom garden run. Oh, I could do that. But why won't I get that money?
You're not 93 years old.
That's not the point. What else?
You won't believe where he is. Obviously, with this lockdown, he's not there.
This is a positive. Kamala Harris became the first female...
You did say that.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Due to movement restrictions and significant slowdown of... Oh, yeah. Our ecosystem got better during the first lockdown.
Yeah, because there was a picture of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, bare clear,
isn't
it?
It was so foggy, pollution everywhere, and then it's a before and after. It had clear skies, clear, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like from a movie.
The ecosystem got temporarily better, which is good. Yeah. Our priorities were re-established. So during lockdown, people have had time to think and go, you know what, I've been working non-stop in my life for 20 years and I've never really paid attention to my family or stuff like this, or even Arsenal fans who haven't been going to games now would go, wow, I've got to do something with my life. I've got to get a hobby. Fuck Arsenal. Like, why am I going to spend all my money going to football? I don't, by the way. Before no one says anything, I just watch on TV every so often.
Yeah, nice and comfy in your home, innit?
Yeah. But there's been people going there for 20 plus years to watch every single day. And they've had time now to step back and go, well, you know what? I'm going to work on that shed that my wife keeps going on about. Or something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I've noticed when they start gradually putting fans into stadiums, but that's a no more now.
Yeah.
Because it's locked down.
In this
country, yeah.
And another positive, which... is slightly negative, Black Lives Matter. We've had important conversations, continue to learn crucial lessons about the ongoing impact of institutional racism and white fragility on Black people's daily lives and how to be actively anti-racist.
Mm.
So basically, because of Black Lives Matter, we've learned now like what should and should not be a no-no sort of thing.
But still people do it, don't
they? We all remembered how lucky we are to have the NHS and came together every week to give a clap on the evening of Thursday.
Thing is, when I first heard of it, okay, I'll do it. And then I start to do it like every Thursday,
Thursday. Yeah, and then the NHS staff started to get pissed off and go, no. Can you stop clapping and give me a fucking pay rise, or can you at least let me park at my work without me paying a fucking fee?
Yeah, I think the temporary stopped that. And then they had to do it. Because they're really greedy. They want money.
Weddings became more intimate and reminded us what they're really about. I disagree, to be honest. Now, I think, sorry to anyone who got married in 2020, but I think the people who got married in 2020, agree and say... that there was some people that you might have wanted at your wedding who you couldn't have. It was not the ideal setting that you probably wanted.
Unfortunately, not here today. I mean, if like I said to you like ages ago, if we were going to, you know what, I would, even if this is not going to be here for long, I just want a small ceremony. I don't want nothing big, because people go big out on weddings. I don't like that. I would only want close family and intermediate friends.
Yeah, maybe it helped people to realise something like that, maybe. Anyway, Africa was declared free of wild polio after 4 years without reported cases.
Wait, what's polio?
I don't know, but they don't have that anymore, which is a good thing. But I don't know what that is. Marcus Rashford succeeded in his campaign for free store meals, which a lot of mothers and one of them not will say, yeah, that's a big plus.
Because back in when I was a kid, I was lucky to get free school meals because my mum was a single parent. She only she was only volunteering for work, but then she got money on the side, but not as much as we did. That's why I was entitled to it. And I enjoyed it. Obviously, with the free school meals, I only had like a main and a drink, and that was it. Obviously, if I wanted like a snack on the side, I would have to pay for it. Like, this is it. You know what I mean?
Birthdays became less about presents and more about creative ways to connect with loved ones. Probably.
Okay, yeah.
I would.
But for my birthday, I'd stay here.
You know the crayon brand, Crayona? They launched a box of crayons with diverse skin colours for children to accurately colour themselves into the world. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
The government announced that for blood donation rules for gay and bisexual men will be relaxed across the UK in a fundamental shift towards recognising people as individuals.
Do you know why some people are really angry about that? Because, like, oh, they could be carrying AIDS in the region.
Yeah,
you know,
but they get tested, I'm sure.
Of course they get tested before they donate blood, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I wanted to donate blood, but they'll just turn around and say, sorry, no, your blood's contaminated.
Wait,
yeah, exactly. I can't get blood.
Nasreena Launch became the first black female 007.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, I know
her
as well. She was in...
Captain Marvel?
No, Torchwood.
Not Captain Marvel. I swear I recognise her.
Maybe from... She was in one of the Marvel shows or movies as well, but she was in Torchwood as well. And my Marvel show. Drive-in cinemas made a comeback, did they?
Yeah, exactly. Because all this pandemic, think, oh, how do people enjoy cinemas? I know. In their cars.
Is that a positive time of that?
I guess so, because they'll be like in their own comfort, like space. And...
Teachers finally got the public recognition they deserve. That's arguable. I don't think they did, to be honest. Especially retail workers in supermarkets, they ain't got no recognition. But anyway, yeah. Scotland became the first country in the world to provide free... Oh, yeah, they're...
Free sanitary towels.
Yeah.
And
then when you've got countries like Wales, don't sanitize. Nah, you ain't getting none of that here. Bugger off. Remember when in Tesco, they blocked off that whole section?
Yeah, so it's non-essential. I'm thinking, well, what if a woman is bleeding really badly and she needs a tampon and a pad? Come on. That's some respect.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know how that feels.
This is a sort of positive. A vaccine was created this year, which is sort of a positive.
But the thing is, that will be useless.
Musicians used social media to give us personal concerts from home. I know some that have, but I forgot.
About Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to prison for sex crimes, giving some sense of justice to his victims. Oh, this guy. Joe Wicks devoted his time to keeping the nation's youngsters fit throughout lockdown with virtual PE lessons. Tell anyone who don't know what I'm on about, I'm on about P.E. Joe, who was trending on YouTube for practically every day during the lockdown, the first lockdown.
Well, because obviously he wants to get people into active while they're home.
He saw an opportunity and he jumped on it. That's it, man. We actually had the time to bake, read, cook, exercise if you weren't working. I agree. Because I'm sure there were people at home thinking, oh, I've always wanted to cook, you know what? I can't go to work. I have to stay at home. I might as well learn how to cook. I'm sure a lot of people done that.
Or bake.
Or stuff like that. Carers were released. Reassessed?
Careers or carers? I don't know.
I think that's careers.
Careers were reassessed and horizons were broadened as many companies collectively realised that viability of remote working.
Yeah, so a lot of jobs, well, that's arguable, but a lot of jobs became available this year because this year you've had to rethink what sort of jobs that they can be in 2020. So you've made more online sort of jobs. So for example...
go watch that.
Yeah, we'll watch it later. But for example, I'm trying to think of one now. Video editing, YouTubers, all these sort of people, like KSI, I'm sure, I know he's got Mo, but people like Mo will be needed more in 2020.
Yeah, because he's more.
There'll be a lot more jobs for Mo, because a lot more people will be doing those sort of things now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that sort of thing. I think that is it, yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
So those are the positives, I guess. Wrap up to me right now, 2020. Sum it all up.
It's like chalk and cheese.
Wrap it up in English, please, and in more than two words.
So what do you want? Which one's the cheese or which one's the chalk?
No, I want you to just sum up 2020 in a sentence, 2020? Not just two words.
Unpredictable.
That's less than two words. I want you to wrap it up in a sentence.
I know. I said unpredictable. What's your... No, I don't care. That's what I feel.
Yeah, but I want to hear a full-on sentence from you. I want... Give me your thoughts then on 2020.
My thoughts on 2020 is... please don't repeat 2021, because for this year, I've been wanting to progress more in my work, but obviously with this lockdown keeping on and off, I would have to shield, I would have to, like, obey the rules more, like, stay home, blah, 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 and you go out for essentials, but I'm like... but I want to go at least once a day for exercise, because I just wanted to live my life. I wanted to actually travel, like you said. I wanted to travel abroad this year, but that's a no. Actually, was looking forward to go to Berlin in November, but that's a no.
Mm.
Looks like that would obviously happen potentially next November, Berlin. Potentially not. No, you don't want to know. The year after November?
I'm summing up 2020 right now for myself. 2020, has it taught you anything?
It's taught
I would say 2020 has been educational, at least,
for
a lot of people. You've learned more about yourself, I would say, because for certain people who haven't been able to go at work, or because of the pandemic, you've stopped, you thought for a second and gone, hang on, I really need to. Fuck me, I'm about 5 stone. I'm not healthy at all, man. And this virus is really not good for people like me. That sort of thing. Like, I've personally, and it's helped / made things worse for mental health. It's made things worse because people with mental health got worse. But it's given you more awareness in that sense.
Yeah.
So back to what I was saying before. I've stopped back and I thought, you know what? I really need to sort myself out this year. Like, just I don't pay attention to my health, mental or physical. I just get on with it, innit? But I've stuck back and I thought, you know what? I really need to look after myself, you know? I need to sort out my job. I need to do this, that. So this year, I've sorted out my job, full-time hours. I'm happy with that. Obviously, this year, me and Hannah had a plan to move out, but... hey-ho, I took the negative and I turned it to positive, for myself at least.
Yeah, definitely.
It's taught me to be more appreciative of what I have.
Yeah.
It's taught me to be grateful for every day that you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's taught me, to sum it up in a sentence, be grateful for what you have. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I know what I have for now. I mean, I just have another bad feeling for next year's. Unfortunately, I don't want to talk about this on podcast, but I just want to I want to make more awareness of it, of cancer.
Yeah, because, like I said, if you want, the next episode will be practically all you.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not sure if it would be just me or you. I don't know. If you want to be and have your opinions, I don't know. But I think cancer overall has ruined my whole family's life. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying probably, obviously, COVID didn't exactly help this year with cancer patients and stuff like that.
It obviously, I'm going to just say... one of my grandparents is obviously not well at the moment. I know there's nothing else that they could do for him. 3 years ago, he had radiotherapy. Obviously, if you don't know what it is, it's pinpointed for the cancer, lasers, and it gets shrinks. But what are you doing?
Keep talking.
Okay, you're talking. So, to him, 3 years ago, they were going to operate on him, but is it still recording?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And so for him to be alive for an extra 3 years with that, I think it's amazing. They wanted to operate him, but they said no, because they would have to take like I said, part of his jaw away, not just the actual cancer itself.
Yeah.
And he would have a deformed face. He goes, oh, I don't want that, because he's like 86 at the time. Wait, not 86. He was like less, he was like, I say 83, 82 at the time, but he's 86 now. And he was like, oh, I don't want an operation because I have a horrible deformed face. I want my own jaw, my own nothing, but I just want treatment, blah, blah, blah. But every time he would have that radiotherapy, it would literally ruin his saliva glands. He won't be able to drink properly. Like, he'll drink and it would just pour out of his nose. And he goes, oh, for God's sake. Because there's a hole somewhere here. There's a hole. There's your ears, nose and mouth connected.
Like you said, you should probably save this for your cancer episode.
Yeah, I'm saving. That's a bit of it. So that's a bit
That's
of
like
it.
A preview, if you want to call it like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, do you want to do two positives and two negatives on a personal level that's happened to us this year?
Two positives and two negatives.
Yeah. My two positives, I can say straight away while you're thinking. I rediscovered my love of Pokemon, I would say. And it's not, listen, you can laugh, but I used to love Pokemon back in the day. Yeah. I played the first generation on the Game Boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Loved it, absolutely loved it. Then I played all the way through the Nintendo DS. Then I played on the DSi, Nintendo DSi, the newer version of it. I played all the games up to Pokemon Black and White 2, yeah? Loved them, absolutely
loved
them.
Okay, so that's your one positive. What's the other positive?
I'm not done speaking about Pokemon yet.
Chop, chop. No,
so up until Black and White 2, and then the 3DS came out, and I was like, I don't really want to go 3DS just to play Pokemon, fam. I've got the PS4 at the time, I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to buy a 3DS just for Pokemon. And so I kind of brushed Pokemon aside. I missed out on, two or three generations of Pokemon, which is quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pokemon Sword and Shield came out.
I'm talking about Nintendo Switch here.
And yeah, on Nintendo Switch. And I was like, you know what? I actually want that console.
I enjoyed playing the Pokemon Sword because then I'll be, you know what I mean? But then I wasn't able to like finish it. Your face.
Yeah. But I rediscovered my love of Pokemon.
Yeah, you got Gengar toy. So yeah, you can't have it, sorry.
But so thanks to that, I went on to Pokemon Sword, obviously I completed the Pokedex for the very first time in my history I've ever been able to
you
do that.
You completed the main Pokedex, then there was another Pokedex.
Yeah, then there was the DLC Pokedex, and then the DLC second Pokedex, which I'm currently working on still.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love Pokemon, man. But when it comes to the cards as well was a popular thing this year. Their status has risen and risen.
Yeah, because
like crazy.
It's global popularity.
Yeah, but people like Logan Paul, haven't it? It's actually helped because he's been making it so much more well known and putting so much money into it. People are investing even more now.
Yeah, when it comes to Pokemon cards, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other level.
Oh.
But yeah. Second positive, I said it not too long ago, I got my job situation secured, which in 2020, I don't care what job you have, if you're the bin man, if you're the janitor, if you're the CEO, be grateful for the job that you have, because mm-hmm. there's people out there, especially in hospitality, who have just been sat, redundant, brushed aside, and are still looking for jobs right this day.
Yeah.
So people out there need to realise that they need to be appreciative of the job that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if your manager shouts at you every day, if he calls you useless. Take that negative, turn it into a positive, and get the help that you need for that situation, for example. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm sick and tired of hearing people out there be, oh, I hate my job. Oh, I have to clean the bins every day. Oh, I always have to put up with this nonsense from my man. Listen, just appreciate the job you have. Some people don't have a job, fam.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm sure, I don't know the statistics, but I'm sure homelessness has gone on the rise this year.
I think so, yeah. And when probably I heard has. That, or we've housed this amount of homeless people into hotels, I'm thinking, bull crap, why do I still see a lot of them on the streets?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that makes no sense.
It's nothing for this guy to be smiling about. No,
well, he's got an evil smile, so you're about to
like
mess
it.
You up.
This is one of my favourite Pokemon from back in the day, and I've finally been able to have him. I've never actually been able to catch him before.
I've always hoped to catch Gengar. So.
No, never. But negatives, this is going to be the same for me and Hannah. We weren't able to move out.
Yeah, that's my negative done because...
Yeah, that's one. There's two of each. So, yeah, that was going to be mine and Hannah's big aim this year, but because of coronavirus, that ain't been able to happen this year. Another negative, I haven't been able to see many of my friends at all this year, to be honest with you.
No, I saw
a good friend of mine for the first time first time this year. I hadn't seen him at all this year, that guy.
I remember I did see him once before. He was around here.
That was the beginning of last year.
Oh,
that was the last time we saw him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I was like, I ain't been seeing him.
No.
Like, even our guest that we used to have, Paolo, I saw him after the first lockdown, that's it.
Yeah, but I say that he's been too busy at work, like staying away from us, being safe. I think I understand that. I
respect that. But...
And hearing, I also heard, going back to COVID cases and the worst place to live in London right now, you won't guess where.
How again?
Enfield.
Oh, is it?
It comes up Enfield. I was like, We're not going to move there. So, yeah.
No, I'm nodding my head because it doesn't matter. COVID is going to be with us wherever you go for quite some time. So, that's my two positives and two negatives. It's your turn.
So,
obviously, one of your negatives is the same as me.
Yeah, so my positives first. So, one of my first positives is to slowly go up. I'm going by work now first.
Okay.
So. It's slowly going up in work. So, obviously, I asked at the right time. I said to my manager, I said, boss, I've been working for this company for 2 years, really.
I'm listening.
I've been working at this company for 2 years and this store for 2 years. I'm so bored on checkouts and self-service. I want to move up. I want to do something different. Mm. I want to learn how to do this and that. I can't be asked to, obviously. And he goes, I said, okay, yeah, I'm happy with that. I said, oh, brilliant, because I'm fed up. I feel like I need to get somewhere. And first of all, he said, all right, go on your e-learning and do, like, 12. There's 12 modules altogether. Actually, make it 14 because I had to do it two extra. So 14 modules altogether. I don't know how many sectors it is, but it took me, like, ages to complete most of it.
Yeah.
Distracting me. So that's obviously... My positive is slowly moving up in Tesco, becoming shift leader. Or team leader, whatever you call it. So hopefully because Christmas is coming up, he said, take your time, last module is fine. He said within mid-January, end of January, you'll be starting to do more physical stuff. So I was like, brilliant. I said, would I do it this door? And he goes, no, Metro. I'll be like, Metro, oh, brilliant. But then I'll be like, I know everyone here. I said, I'll get along with especially one of the two colleagues. And he goes, I said, well, it's not about just getting along with everyone, it's about doing your job properly. I said, of course, I always do my job properly. I said to him, when it comes to work, I always think about others, if they've had their breaks, if they're okay, do they want this, do they want that, other than thinking about myself first.
Yeah, of course.
Then obviously when everyone's happy in the store, I go back to myself and go, right, do I need this, do I need that? But, and he goes, oh, Jesus, you've got the brains. I said, yeah. I said, I know, I'll be good. Yeah. Why is Gengar on my shoulder?
Because he wants to be with you while he hears your story.
Okay, yeah, Gengar's pretty happy about that. So, yeah, that's my positive about work, is slowly working my way up.
Yeah.
My other positive was able to keep on saving up more. So, in the future, yeah, would you say?
I was going to say a positive for people like you and DT is you've been able to maintain a healthy life throughout this year.
Yeah, so
You've had no episodes the past 2 years, actually.
Which is good because I take medication.
Yeah.
And obviously that's working out for me. And, I think...
But the money thing you could say as well, yeah.
Yeah, because obviously, during lockdown, all I've got to do is, like, stay at home as much as I can. And obviously, my work pays me sick. But then when I heard there was this SSP, I thought, oh, brilliant, I'm going to get that on top of that. But I know how much I'll get a month or how much to put away in my box. But I've put like most of it in my savings now, my Barclays savings. But it's brilliant. I mean, I'm already getting ready for next year when we do hopefully move out. My grandparents have given me a lovely sum of money for a deposit. Yeah. I know that'll be just amount enough. So I'll be able to like look back and go, oh, remember this happened, that, and then I'll be able to do what I want in the future, like to come. Hopefully, I don't want anything to stop it. So that's possibly my positive, is saving more money, like up when I'm not working. I just found that out because I was thinking I get a bit worried, like when I do get paid, oh, I already spend like, oh, £300 on what? You know what I mean? It's only food and drink and maybe Chris. Oh my god.
So anyway, that's your positive. Your negative one, you said, is the same as
my
me.
My negative is not moving out. All right. And my second negative is, God, if I have a second negative. My negative would be is,
if you don't have one, I can suggest one.
Yeah, keep it.
The fact that me and you haven't really done anything this year. Like we,
oh, yeah, the negative is...
Our years has been put on pause.
The negative is we haven't been abroad this year. I think, thank God, because it was probably the worst
idea. The only thing we've done this year is gone to our postal museum.
Yeah.
Like, how sad... No, I'm unreal. How sad is that?
Would you like to go to a postal museum? No? Okay, no, you won't.
See, even freaking Gengar, I don't want to go to a postal museum.
Do you want to go Berlin? Yeah, okay. No, you can't go Berlin, sorry.
But anyway, Hannah's going to wrap this episode up with the no fun facts, no fun chat. We were supposed to go on the Arsenal rant. It will be a mini rant, right? One thing that's happened this year is football, obviously. The season's been so... up and down, yeah. Get up the table, because I don't know who is where.
Okay. So, matches, not matches, sorry.
Yeah, go on matches. Yeah, no, you matches, don't go on matches, go to C table. Right, so let me put it this way, yeah. Leicester are second this year. Everton are fourth, right? Tottenham have gone down to fifth, but... Even though Tottenham are fifth, they're 2 points behind second. So take that into consideration right there. Then you've got Southampton sixth. They were second at one stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Arsenal Football Club. Yeah, the mighty Arsenal, 15th. 15th, yeah, you've got Leeds. You've got Crystal Palace, Newcastle, Aston Villa, Wolves, West Ham in top 10. We're not even in top 10, bruv. West Ham are above Arsenal. And I said they'd be relegated this year. I said West Ham would get relegated.
What did I say about Southampton? They'll be relegated, wouldn't
it? Did you? Is that what you said?
I think so. Just before. I think like, I'll put them 17th or 18th.
Our predictions... Our predictions
are going to be so unpredictable.
Yeah.
There you go again. I use the word.
And
again.
Our predictions, like our what's the score, ain't going to happen for a while, by the way, just to tell you guys. Not until Arsenal sort their stuff out.
It won't be what's the score. It'll be like... What's that?
Football this week.
Yeah, football this week.
Hi, welcome to football this week, your boy, Dead Chim Chris. Anyone who doesn't know what that is, look up FNG. Hilarious FIFA YouTuber. Honestly. He's not rated highly enough. So, sum us up now with the riddle of the episode.
So, my riddle is...
But before she does... What you have been watching for over 1 hour, and I'm sure you have not subscribed. So if you have not done so, Gengar here is going to be extremely, extremely angry. He will come into your houses, haunt you for the rest of your lives.
No, so
if
your you dreams.
Don't, yeah, and your dreams. He will haunt your dreams. If you do not want Gengar to be haunting your dreams, scaring your children and your missus, then what are you doing? Subscribe now. This will show you how to do it. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Follow all the socials. Back to the riddle.
I can't believe you called me a riddle.
Back to your riddle, isn't it?
Anyway. So, what is always in front of you, but can't be seen?
Gengar. Because he's a ghost-type Pokemon, isn't it?
Don't we read it again?
No, I heard you. I'm taking oxygen. Like air. But it
You'll
is though.
You'll find out in the next episode of Let's Talk For Real.
Until then, guys, take care.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas. Have a good year. And ignore Boris. I don't care. I'm saying
ignore
it here.
Boris.
If you want to spend time with your cousins, your uncles, your aunties,
we're going to put that video in,
isn't
it?
Huh? Yeah,
we're going to put that video in the end, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, before
we're,
we go,
we're,
guys.
We're going to put this really funny video at the end.
To cheer you up with a laugh, we're going to put this video at the end of the podcast. It's just some guy taking a piss out of the politicians. But you know what? It is absolutely hilarious.
Yep.
Please do give it a watch. And until then, guys, see you next year. See you in 2021.
Yeah, see you next year.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
It's Christmas time, with households mixing everywhere.
And at Christmas time, infections spike and we don't care. And in now a 5-day window, you can spread your viral load.
So throw your arms around your man at Christmas time. Say a prayer. Pray for the northern ones.
At Christmas time, it's hard when you've lost all of your income.
There's a world outside Westminster, a world of bitterness and fear,
where all the pubs are closing, 'cause they're stuck in priorities.
And the Big Ben bell that tolls here
are the hanging chimes of doom.
What a night, thank God it's then instead of you.
And there'll be a say to Africa this Christmas time,
because we've given all your cash to all our friends.
In the governmental perks,
like the app that didn't work.
Do they know it's COVID time, Cartel?
Let's talk for real, start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing, real views and opinions, touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. Every episode is something different and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson, they keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal, no holding back. Let's talk for real.